I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The U.S. economy appears to be rebounding, though the unemployment rate remains near double digits. It's just not that easy right now to find a job. Veterans returning from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan often face greater challenges when looking for work. Transitioning from military to civilian life, as well as coping with physical and psychological wounds. The World's Katie Clark visited a Florida-based program that's helping wounded veterans move on with their lives personally and professionally.
In a nondescript building in one of the many office parks off Interstate 95 in Jacksonville, Florida, sits an oasis for veterans injured in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's run by a nonprofit organization called the Wounded Warrior Project. The lobby of its education and employment training program, known as TRAC, looks like something out of an architectural design magazine. The walls are bold red, and there are chrome accents and sleek lighting throughout the facility. Everything and everyone at the TRAC program strives to be unerringly upbeat.
This is our student wall, which has a picture of every student that's currently on board.
Chris Rick is TRAC's Dean of Students.
We take a picture of them when they first arrive. We place, of course, their name, what service, and what campaign they were injured in. And we ask them to give us a little slogan or a motto or something. As you can see, it gives us a little insight into them. And
chicks dig stumps.
That's Brian Wagner. He's obviously an amputee that has a prosthetic.
And a sense of humor.
Most of them are pretty comfortable with where they're at in their stage of life.
The TRAC program began life nearly 2 years ago as an acronym for Training Rehabilitation Advocacy Center. It's a pilot project for disabled Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Students are recruited from medical centers and VA hospitals across the country to come to Jacksonville for a year. The program covers housing expenses, and the wounded veterans take classes at a nearby state college. They also participate in internships at local Fortune 500 companies. One of the TRAC program's goals is to help as many vets as possible land a job at the end of the year. Chris Rick says that requires a lot of initiative on the part of the veterans themselves.
Especially with the economy. I mean, there's only so many positions out there. We can get your foot in the door, but if you don't step into that job and show that you're the right guy or gal for that position, then, you know, all the pushing in the world we can do isn't going to get you that position.
Part of TRAC's curriculum involves teaching students stress management skills. Student Christopher Horman says that's been a big help for him. After serving 8 years in the Marines, he's suffering from post-traumatic stress and a possible traumatic brain injury.
I have severe anxiety, and it causes me to sweat, and, you know, which I am right now. But I have problems when I go to grocery stores. It really freaks me out. It really scares me. And sometimes, here we are sitting in the middle of Walmart, and we're getting our groceries and whatnot, and I just have to tell my wife, look, I got to leave. And she checks out, and I'm sitting outside in the car. You know, there's just some things I can't do.
Horman is learning through computer models and therapy how to create a mental blueprint of what a calm, composed state of mind looks and feels like. The hope is that he'll be able to draw on that image when confronted with anxiety-provoking experiences like shopping, taking a test, and interviewing. Horman says since retiring from the Marines 4 years ago, he's bounced from job to job. One position forced him to leave his family behind while he lived out of his car.
It's really difficult to explain that to your kids, you know, what your father's going through, you know, that he, you know, was in combat, he saw bodies or, you know, things like that. You know, he saw people shoot at him every single day. And they don't understand that. They can't visualize that, which is actually a good thing for them because, you know, you wouldn't want your kids to visualize that.
Fellow TRAC student Josh Fruin understands. He also suffers from a brain injury and PTSD as a result of his service in Iraq. He was riding along a canal in a Humvee when the vehicle hit a soft spot and rolled into the water.
I was deceased when they pulled me from the truck. I was actually resuscitated in the water.
One of the other guys in the vehicle didn't make it. Fruin says he drifted quite a bit after being discharged from the Army. When he finally wound up at TRAC, he'd been unemployed for almost 9 months.
And, you know, they gave me hope and help as far as getting into the VA system and making sure that I had, you know, a little bit of the income to support my family and keep us in a home. And that's been the biggest thing to me is that just how supportive, you know, Wounded Warrior Project is. And what they stand for as far as making sure that, you know, all the guys are taken care of, regardless of, you know, what's wrong with you or, you know, what issues you may have.
But track isn't for everyone. Some wounded veterans who are admitted to the program fail to show up on the first day. Others, after getting a taste of track's intensity, drop out. Some may be dealing with substance abuse issues. Others might simply not be ready to rejoin society. Track student Chris Horman says that's okay, but he advises other wounded veterans who are ready for another challenge to definitely check out track.
Because this 1 year will push you through what would take you years to get to. They just catapult you right up into the community and into corporate business. You know, you're not going to go and flip burgers after you're done working here.
It's too soon to say how well track graduates do over the long term. The program's still too new. Of the two classes of wounded veterans who've graduated from track so far, 80% of them have found jobs or gone on to further their education. The Wounded Warrior Project will soon expand track to San Antonio, Texas. The first class there begins in January. For The World, this is Katie Clark, Jacksonville, Florida.
Tomorrow, Katie introduces us to a Fortune 500 company that's working with the Wounded Warrior Project. It's considered one of the country's most military-friendly employers.
What would they be doing here? What would he be doing
down
there?
He's servicing a locomotive. It comes in, gets, you know, they look at the brake shoes, they put fuel in it, they check the oil. It's like a service station for locomotives.
Vets working on the railroad tomorrow on The World.